supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, summer is a time where we always promise ourselves that we're going to slow down. But then we find that that's really hard to do. Why is it so hard to do?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Number one, work is not 9 to 5 anymore. You know, more people are working from home. More people are working through their, quote, smartphones. So it travels with you. And so we don't have that boundary we used to have. That's the external. The internal is adrenaline feels good, right? We get that rush, we're racing. It feels good. And in my humble opinion, we could get addicted to our own adrenaline just like we can get addicted to caffeine.
I'm wondering about the meaning of being busy. And if I think about my own life, and if I'm being very honest with myself, I think there is a part of me that thinks that as long as I'm busy, my life has meaning. And when I'm sitting around, that's just not right.
Yes, you can say, and we all can say, that as long as we're busy, our lives have meaning. But if we can slow down and connect with our bodies and care for ourselves with compassion, then we can care for others with compassion and even strangers with compassion. And then you'll have a whole different sense of living a life of meaning.
But Dan, that all sounds great, but I'm sorry to out you here, but you're not all that great at slowing down yourself.
I don't like to be outed.
Right?
No, I am not. Actually, I've been terrible at it. And, you know, like I tell people, my semi-retirement is my greatest professional failure, that I haven't been so good at it. But now that my lectures are slowing down and I've successfully kept my patient load lower, and I don't have the interest or energy at the moment to write a book, I am in fact slowing down. And I guess by virtue of my meditation practice, Mike, and that I'm able to feel all the emotions that go with that in my body. Yes, there's some anxiety. There's some sadness. And I know the human mind and heart, that all these emotions are transitional emotions, that we always go back to baseline. So, you know, if you're basically happy, and then you slow down, it's going to be a difficult transition emotionally, likely, but we go back to baseline, you know, emotionally. But wouldn't it be great to be more mindful? You know, there's lots of ways of slowing down. You can take 3 deep breaths and mindfully fill your lungs, fill them, and then let go. You can do that throughout the day. Just wake up. Here I am.
Thank you, Dan.
You're more than welcome.